As we mentioned earlier, the big news from Afghanistan today was the bombing of the Indian embassy in Kabul. It was the second such attack on India's embassy there in a little over a year. India's role in Afghanistan is often overlooked here in the U.S., but New Delhi is one of Afghanistan's largest donors. It's pledged more than $1 billion for policing, education, and infrastructure. The World's Matthew Bell takes a look at what India's growing influence in Afghanistan means for Washington.
There's a line of thinking about U.S. involvement in Afghanistan, and it goes like this. If the road to success in Kabul runs through Islamabad, Pakistan, then the road to success in Islamabad runs through New Delhi, India. Daniel Markey is an expert on South Asia at the Council on Foreign Relations.
The logic is that when Pakistan looks out into the world, and in particular when it looks to Afghanistan, it feels encircled by India. And the idea would be, sitting here in Washington, if somehow we could help Pakistan to feel less threatened by India in Afghanistan, maybe Pakistan would be more helpful to Washington.
What would be most helpful would be for Pakistan to crack down harder on militant and extremist groups, including the Pakistani Taliban, that are crossing into Afghanistan and causing chaos. But here's the problem. Pakistan's intelligence services have been linked to those extremist groups because the militants are sworn enemies of India, and they've been especially active in the volatile region of Kashmir. So in short, if the U.S. could solve the Kashmir issue, Washington would do itself a huge favor in Afghanistan. As a candidate, Barack Obama even talked about this, but his administration has steered clear of making it a priority. It's true that the U.S. and India have many shared goals in Afghanistan. However, South Asia expert M.J. Gohel says there's very little political will in India for making concessions on Kashmir for the sake of succeeding in Afghanistan.
Even if the relationship between India and Pakistan were to be normalized, it will not solve the problem of the Taliban, of Al-Qaeda, and a number of the other jihadi groups which are entrenched within Pakistan. So these are two separate issues. Kashmir can be resolved tomorrow, but terrorism isn't going to end with that.
Indians credit George W. Bush with, quote, de-hyphenating the U.S. approach to South Asia. In other words, it stopped dealing with India-Pakistan as a single troubled region. There has been some nervousness in India that President Obama might re-hyphenate the two countries, so to speak. But Pramit Palchaudhary, foreign editor of the Hindustan Times in New Delhi, says those fears have not materialized. For example, he says Mr. Obama sent a subtle message to India at the recent G20 meeting in Pittsburgh.
He had a dinner in which Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh was placed, ended up sitting right next to him. And when we asked the Indian officials how did this happen, they said it was purely random.
But Palchaudhary says someone at the White House explained things to him differently. The editor says his inside source told him there was nothing random about the seating arrangement and that President Obama specifically asked to be seated next to the Indian Prime Minister. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.